The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Today on Ring of Truth with Pastor Dan Sexton.
Our society has rejected God's word and God's commandments and God's standards, and as a result, our society puts a very, very low value on human life. God is the one who gives life value. He's the one who gives human life value and worth and purpose. Our society has rejected God. And so it places a low value on human life.
If you were asked how much society values God as an example to help shape policy and worldly values, what would you say? Is there a high priority placed on God's will, or is it ignored completely and replaced with worldly preferences instead? If you need help with this question, then today Pastor Dan will provide a crystal clear response. And not only about this question of value, but also how it translates to the sixth commandment and illustrates a complete disregard for the blessing and frailty of life. Now here's Pastor Dan in the book of Exodus, chapter 20, for today's edition of Ring of Truth.
God is the sustainer of life. Acts chapter 17, verse 28, in him we live and move and have our being. God is the one who sustains life. Reason number three, why murder is wrong. Only God can take a life. Only God can take a life. Only he has the authority, I should say, to take a life. No one else has that authority. It's only an authority that God possesses. And Job chapter 1, verse 21, you know this verse very well. Job said, after losing his possessions and losing his children, naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked shall I return there. The Lord gave, and the Lord what? Has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Job understood the sovereignty of God. Only God has the sovereignty to take my children from me. The Lord gives, the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And so a murderer takes an authority that belongs to God only when they take a life. Only God has that authority. And the fourth reason why murder is wrong, and the most important reason, is we are made in the image of God. Every human being is made in the image of God. And because they are made in the image of God, every human being has value and worth and purpose, no matter who they are or where they're from or where they live or their ethnicity or their ability or inability or disability. Every single person has value because God created them in his own image. And so when someone murders another person, they are murdering an image bearer of God. They are murdering the image of God. An image bearer that God created, that he put his image on them, and he loves them, and Jesus died for them. And so murder is an assault against God. It's an assault against God, ultimately. Turn with me over to Genesis chapter 9. Genesis chapter 9. And God tells us very plainly here. Genesis chapter 9, verse 6. Whoever sheds man's blood, by man his blood shall be shed. For in the image of God he made man. He's saying if someone murders another person, that person should be put to death for murder. And the reason is, for in the image of God he made man. And so this is a big offense against God to murder, because you're killing someone that he created in his own image. And so he says that that murderer should be put to death for killing a human that was made in the image of God. This is why murder is wrong. In the image of God, he made man. He didn't make animals in the image of God. He made mankind in the image of God. Now, how does this sixth commandment apply to today? How is it relevant today? You shall not murder. How is it relevant in our culture? Well, go back to Exodus chapter 20 and remember the first commandment of the Ten Commandments. The first commandment is the foundational commandment of all of the other commandments. And what is the first commandment? You shall have no other God before me. And that is the foundation for all the other commandments. Remember, Jesus summed up the Ten Commandments in two statements. You shall love God, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself. And the reason we love our neighbor is because we love God. And it's our love for God that motivates us to love our neighbor. That love for our neighbor comes from our love for God. So how does this fit into our culture today? Well, think about the culture you live in. Our society has rejected God. Our society has rejected God's word and God's commandments and God's standards. And as a result, our society puts a very, very low value on human life. God is the one who gives life value. He's the one who gives human life value and worth and purpose. Our society has rejected God. And so it places a low value on human life. And our society has replaced God and his word with evolutionary theory and what is called secular humanism, which says essentially that we're just here by random chance. And your life is the result of random evolutionary processes. Your life is just an accident. You're here by accident. And your life has no meaning, your life has no purpose, and your life has no value. You're just an evolved animal. And when you die, that's it. There's nothing after death. There's nothing beyond the grave. Ideas have consequences. And so we have a low value on human life. And so we have a lot of murder in our society. They're connected. Over 20,000 people are murdered every year in the United States. We've abandoned God, and so we no longer value human life because God's the one who gives value to human life. Murder is a spiritual issue. It is a spiritual issue. It's not a political issue that can be solved by, you know, more legislation. It's a spiritual issue that's solved by the gospel of Jesus Christ. And teaching the Bible and giving people a biblical worldview so they understand that people are created in the image of God and therefore have value and worth and purpose in God's eyes. So what are some of the ways this first commandment is violated? Well, suicide. Suicide is a form of murder. It's a form of self-murder. It violates the sixth commandment. Again, God is the author of life. And God is the only one with the authority to take life. There are 47,000 suicides a year in the United States. It's almost twice as many of the number of murders in our nation. Now, let me say, too, that suicide is not the unforgivable sin. Rejecting Jesus Christ is the only unforgivable sin because you're rejecting the only way of salvation that God has provided. So it's not the unforgivable sin. But suicide is a form of self-murder. It's a very selfish act. And life doesn't end when you die. And if you die apart from Christ, you're separated from him for all eternity. And even if you are a believer in Jesus Christ, I wouldn't want suicide to be the last thing I do before I see Jesus Christ face to face. And the solution is never to break one of God's commandments. It's never the solution that God's going to provide for us. And I would say if you're here and you struggle with suicidal thoughts, you turn to the Lord Jesus Christ if you haven't. Get with other people in the church. Ask them to pray with you. Ask them to come alongside you. Get professional help if you need professional help for that. But self-murder is not the answer. Abortion is another way that we as a society violate the sixth commandment. Abortion is murder. It's not the unforgivable sin. Jesus Christ will forgive you. Jesus Christ will cleanse you. And remember, the purpose of the law is to drive us to Jesus Christ for salvation. The law is like a mirror. It shows us our sins so that we turn to Christ for forgiveness and salvation. And Jesus said, I came to heal the brokenhearted. And if you have a broken heart over that decision, Jesus Christ can heal your broken heart. But there are approximately 1 million abortions every year in our country. And those are human beings that are created in God's image, and they have personhood, and they have a soul, and they have a spirit from the moment of conception. They have their own DNA. And so in 1 year in the United States, we abort more babies than all the soldiers killed and all the wars our country has fought in since the American Revolution to the present day. Just want to read a couple verses for you. Psalm 139, these are verses that are probably familiar to you. Psalm 139, verse 13. Listen to what David says in the Psalms. For you formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret, David says. Speaking of his formation in the womb and his development in the womb, he says, I am fearfully and wonderfully made. He says, it wasn't hidden from you. You saw me in my mother's womb when you created me, when I developed.
We'll return to Pastor Dan's message in just a moment. First, Pastor Dan would like to tell you about the new Calvary Chapel Ellicott City app.
We recently launched an app for our church, and we're really excited about it. It's designed to keep you connected to our radio ministry, Ring of Truth, as well as to our church, Calvary Chapel. And get this, we have over 1,200 sermons on the app. The app is super convenient, it's easy to use, and allows you to listen to Bible studies anytime, anywhere. So download the app right now, search for Calvary Chapel Ellicott City in your app store, or just follow the links on our website at calvaryec.com.
What a great way to stay connected to Scripture. Now, back to today's message on Ring of Truth.
Over in Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 4, the word of the Lord came to me saying, before I formed you, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I sanctified you. I ordained you a prophet to the nations. There the Lord says, I knew you before I even formed you in the womb. And God says, I set your life apart while you were still in the womb. I sanctified your life and I ordained you to be a prophet for me to the nations before you were even born. God already had a plan. Even before he created Jeremiah in the womb, even before conception, God knew him, and God already knew the plan that he had for Jeremiah. Over in the New Testament, in Luke chapter 1, verse 39, this is when Mary, the mother of Jesus, goes to visit Elizabeth, the mother of John the Baptist, and Elizabeth is pregnant. She's, weeks into her pregnancy with John the Baptist. Mary's pregnant with Jesus. And it says in verse 39, Luke chapter 1, verse 39, Now Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste to a city of Judah and entered the house of Zacharias and greeted Elizabeth. And it happened when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary that the babe leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. John the Baptist leaped in her womb, rejoiced when he came into the presence of his Creator and Savior, Jesus Christ. John the Baptist recognized his Creator, Jesus, while he was still in the womb. You know, when God chose to come down into this world and step down into humanity and became a man, he chose to enter humanity through conception in a womb and go through the stages of development in the womb of Mary, 9 months of pregnancy. And by doing so, God sanctifies life in the womb. As you know, there are people in our society that are militant about the right to abortion. Listen, I want to be as clear as I can be on this. Abortion is murder, and it is an offense to God. And as a Christian, you cannot support abortion. You know, people make all these different arguments. Well, the baby's not fully developed. Well, a 2-year-old's not fully developed. A 14-year-old's not fully developed, for that matter. There's some 25-year-olds that aren't fully developed. So another way that this sixth commandment plays into our day today and in our culture today is through the issue of euthanasia. Euthanasia also violates the sixth commandment. In the Netherlands, and you know, it's coming here. It's coming here. It's here, but it's coming here to a greater degree. In the Netherlands, it's now legal to euthanize any person at any point in their life from birth. So it's not, we're not just talking about like elderly people who are terminally ill and have already lived their whole life, and now you're showing compassion to them. In the Netherlands now, you can euthanize an infant, or a 4-year-old, or a 5-year-old, or a 10-year-old, at any point in their life. And the interesting thing, too, is, you know, there's a lot of things. In the Netherlands, it's mostly family members who are requesting that their family member be euthanized. It's not the person who is sick or terminally ill. It's the family and the doctors coming alongside this person to pressure them. The family wants it. You know, during World War II, when the Nazis occupied the Netherlands, the Nazis ordered Dutch doctors to not treat the terminally ill and the elderly. And the Dutch doctors refused to obey the order of the Nazis and treated the elderly and the terminally ill to preserve their life at great personal risk. And a generation later, Dutch doctors are now willing to end the life of anybody at any point who is terminally ill. It just takes a generation for everything to change. Now, I will say there is a difference between terminating treatment and terminating life. You know, someone that is terminally ill or elderly and chooses to terminate the treatment, they are really, in a sense, putting their life in God's hands and allowing God to make the final decision about their life of how much longer they live and when they die. That is different from terminating life and taking God's authority into your own hands to end the life. Turn with me to Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5. Look at what Jesus says here. Matthew chapter 5, verse 21. You have heard that it was said to those of old, "You shall not murder, and whoever murders will be in danger of the judgment. But I say to you," so here's Jesus' interpretation of the sixth commandment. "But I say to you that whoever is angry with his brother without a cause shall be in danger of the judgment. And whoever says to his brother, 'Raca,' shall be in danger of the council. But whoever says, 'You fool,' shall be in danger of hellfire." Jesus says the law applies to your heart, not just your external actions, but your heart. And he says if you have been angry in your heart at someone, you're guilty of murder, and you're guilty of breaking the sixth commandment, because murder actually begins in the heart. Emotions like anger and jealousy and envy and hatred and a desire for revenge, those are all the seeds of murder. And so Jesus says, if you have those things in your heart, you've committed murder. You just haven't acted on those feelings outwardly, but you are murdering in your heart. James talks about how we can murder with our words. And what we say about people who are made in the image of God, James says. 1 John chapter 3, verse 15 says, whoever hates his brother is a murderer. Now, and I promise we're about finished. We're all guilty, aren't we? If that's the standard, what does that prove? It proves that there's none righteous, no, not one. That we're all guilty before God. And we're all murderers at heart, if not by our outward actions. Let me say, you know, Moses was a murderer. And he wrote the Ten Commandments. He wrote the law. David was a murderer. Paul was a murderer. So what do you do? Well, what do you do if you've ever done some of the things we talked about tonight, or you've had anger in your heart, jealousy, envy, hatred, a desire for revenge? Well, you repent. And you confess your sin. 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us and then cleanse us of all of our unrighteousness, whatever it may be. Maybe you've had an abortion, or maybe you have, you know, done other things. Maybe you've murdered somebody. The actual act. Well, you confess your sins. And he's faithful to forgive you and cleanse you. This is why Jesus died on the cross. He died on the cross for our sins, so that he could take away our sins. And as David wrote in the Psalms, after he committed adultery with Bathsheba, and after he arranged for the murder of Bathsheba's husband, he said, create in me a clean heart, O God. Right? And God did. Right? That prayer of confession. You know, create in me a clean heart, O God, and restore a right spirit within me. My spirit's not right. Lord, I've got anger in my heart. I've got bitterness. I desire revenge against that person for what they did to me. Give me a right heart and a steadfast spirit within me, Lord. That was David's prayer. And guess what? If you pray that, he will. He'll give you a clean heart. He'll give you a steadfast spirit. Because that's what he does. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for your word. We thank you, Jesus, that you came for people like us. And you died on the cross for people like us, who are murderers in different ways, Lord. And we're thankful for your cross. We thank you for your forgiveness and your salvation that you provide to us, Lord. We thank you that you give us a clean heart and a fresh start with you, and that you remove all of our sins as far as the east is from the west, and you remember our sins no more. We thank you that you've taken everything that was against us and you nailed it to the cross. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
He asked me how I know, and I say it rings truer than the finest crystal.
Did you know that Ring of Truth is a listener-supported ministry aimed to bring you God's Word wherever you're at? Whether you're at home or on the road, we're here to help you grow in your faith. You love to stay connected through social media? Find us on Facebook. Listen to us on iTunes and our podcast. There are numerous other ways to stay up to date with what's happening at Ring of Truth. All you have to do is go to calvaryec.com to get started. Our mission and vision and what we believe can be found on our website as well. In case you didn't catch that website, it's calvaryec.com. Ring of Truth is a radio ministry that comes to you from Columbia, Maryland. We invite you to join us Sunday mornings at 8:30 or 10:30 a.m. For those of you who aren't morning people, we also have a Sunday afternoon service at 12:30 p.m. Or you're welcome to come Thursday evening at 7 p.m. Take your pick, but please, come if you're in the area. Did you know that live stream is available for those unable to attend in person? For all of our long-distance listeners, we hope you'll utilize this tool to stay connected. Pastor Dan has been teaching from the book of Exodus, and he's not done yet. Be sure to come back again as he continues pulling nuggets from this Old Testament book. Thanks for staying tuned in today to Ring of Truth.
I see the signs and I recognize the hands that craft and am. Well, I know because I know His voice, and it only takes
General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.